Hebrews chapter 10, the weakness of the Mosaic system. For the law, having only a shadow of the good things to come, not the reality of the things, can never, with the same sacrifices year by year which they offer continually, make perfect those that draw near. Else would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers, having been cleansed, would have no more consciousness of sins. But in that sacrificial system, there is a remembrance made of sins year by year. For it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not want, but a body did you prepare for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then said I, behold, I come. In the roll of the book it is written about me, to do your will, O God." First he said, "Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor did you have pleasure in them, all of which are offered according to the law." Then he said, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest indeed stands day by day serving, offering often the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But he, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from that time forward expectantly waiting until his enemies be made the footstool for his feet. For by one offering has he perfected forever those that are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and on their minds I will write them." Then it is added, "And their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more." Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin required. The practical result of Christ's sacrifice. Therefore, brothers, having boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way through the veil, that is to say his flesh. And having a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, so that it does not waver. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the habit of some is, but rather encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. Do not go back. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and a fierceness of fire which shall devour the adversaries. A man that set at nothing God, Moses' law, died without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose shall be considered those who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant with which they were sanctified an unholy thing and have insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him that said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will reward." And again, "The Lord shall judge his people." It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, when you were first enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, partly in that you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, partly in that you became companions to those who were so treated. For you had both compassion on them that were in bonds and joyfully accepted the plundering of your own property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and an enduring one. Therefore, do not throw away your boldness, which has great reward. For you have need of patience, that having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a very little while, and he that comes shall come, and shall not delay further. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we are not those that shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls.